Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Let's put our eyes on the 103rd Psalm. Now, I want you to understand this. I cannot enforce this strongly enough. You are not the sick trying to get healed. You are the healed. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're the seed of Abraham. Healing belongs to you. You are the healed, and the devil's trying to steal your life. Healing belongs to you. It belongs to the redeemed. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Meditate on this. Take time to think about it. Take time to talk about it. Everybody needs a faith buddy. I've been married to mine for 54 years. She's my faith buddy. Well, she's my best buddy anyway. But she's my faith buddy. And we talk these things. We talk this. Back and forth. We talk it back and forth. We praise God about it at meals. We sit out on the back porch and we praise and talk about glory to God. Hallelujah. This is so important. Talk about what is yours. Now, 2004, I had a disc to rupture in my back, and it ruptured under such pressure that it literally exploded. And there was a piece of that disc got down in the nerve canal of L4 in it was L4, and got down in there and got pressed up against that big nerve in there. And before going any further, I want to give him a testimony, all right? No surgery. No. Praise God. And I'm healed. And my back is rebuilding. And that's 2004. Now, one of the first things that the Lord led me to do, that pain was going down my left leg, and just horrible. It's nerve pain. It's just unimaginable. And so I got out on my back porch, and I got two heating pads. And I wrapped them around that leg and took the sash off my robe and tied those heating pads around it and turned them both up high as I could get them. So one pain get worse than the other one. And I'm sitting out there and I just started praising God. I want to thank you and I want to praise you. Glory to God. And I noticed the louder I praised, the less that hurt. Yeah. Well, the scripture says it'll stop and still the enemy. See, you have something happen to you like that, I'll tell you, Satan will move in on you. He'll move in on you every way. If you'll start talking that pain, he'll just move in right on top of you. Amen. He'll do everything he can to get some kind of doubt and unbelief out of your mouth. Because until you do, he can't work. But that's immediately what he starts doing. working on your mouth, because he is stuck with the principles of the kingdom of God. All he can do is twist them. He can't change them. And he has to work inside the boundaries of that. That's the reason the sower sows the word. Satan comes immediately to steal that word. Because if you keep that word and it gets down in your heart and it gets in your mouth and you begin to say and you begin to say and you begin to do, it's coming to pass. It's coming. The Father dwells within, will do the work. That's the heavenly process. Jesus said, my words are not my own. It's the Father that dwells within me. He does the work. I only say what I hear my Father say and do what I see my Father do. That's the process. You can't change that. All you can do is change the words. So what does he do? He comes immediately to get your attention on what they said, on how you feel about it. Now, if you ever start saying what he's trying to get you to say, which is anything other than the word, anything other than Mark 11:24-25. If he can do that, then you have licensed him to do the work. That's what he's after. So I'm out there on that porch. I started shouting and praising God. I was thanking God for the trees. I thank God for the birds that fly by. I thank God for the grass in my yard. I thank God for this beautiful place where I live. I thank God, praise God, I just thank God. Praise God, thank God, praise God, thank God, praise God. And then I'd kind of slow down. I'd say, well, you know, glory to God. Yes, hallelujah. And I'm still thinking, glory to God. But while I'm thinking it, here come back to pain. No. Here I go again. Praise God. Hallelujah. That set up the pattern for the healing and the miracles. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. So this is the pattern to adopt right now. Right now. Because believing God in here this morning is pretty easy. Amen. This place has been charged up since Thursday night, and it's pretty easy in here. But I can tell you, by the words of Jesus, the devil's coming. And I can just tell you right now, get your fighting suit on. It's not a hard fight if you let the word do the work. He has no defense for that. It is, however, and always called the sword of the Spirit. Amen? So use that sword on him. Take the word this morning, the scripture that you're standing on, because we're going to go through several of them here, and make note of them. Put them in your eyes and in your mouth and in your ears. Amen. Every day. Every day. Every day. Your healing manifests this morning. That don't mean anything. You just keep those scriptures going. Keep them in your mouth every day, every day, every day. How many of you are familiar with Dodie Osteen, Joel Osteen's wife? Dodie was literally dying of liver cancer. When she and John called Gloria and me, and we stood on the Word of God with them over the phone, she was within days of going home to be with the Lord. And the doctor said, it's all over. This is over with. She said she got all of her healing scriptures. She went through all of these scriptures. Some of them we're going to read. In fact, get the little mini book of her testimony. The whole list of them is in there. Glory to God. But every day when she got up, she read those scriptures out loud. Every night when she went to bed, she read those scriptures out loud. She said sometimes she was so sick, she couldn't hardly think to even say them. But she did it anyway. She would not let anything get in the way of her reading those scriptures and saying those scriptures and actively making a decision to believe them. There ain't no yeah, but. Yeah, but I'm so sick. No, yeah, but no. I believe this. I choose to believe that by His stripes I was healed. By His stripes I am healed. By His stripes I always will be healed. I don't care how nasty you feel. She just kept on and on and on and on and on, and the cancer got up and left her body. There's no demon in hell big enough to stay under the pressure of that. The only thing he can do is try to pressure you to quit. Well, you pressure him. Put the pressure on him. Say, listen to this, cancer. Man, just lay it in him. But she told Gloria and me personally, years later, she said, I still go through those scriptures every day, day and night, every day, because she said, I know if I quit, I'll die. Mm-hmm. Now, I think she's, I believe this is right, Gloria, or Bibi, you probably know. I think she's 5 years older than I am. So,
did that three times a day. At
10,
what time?
10, 2, and 4.
10, 2, and 4, she did that every day and still does. She is still in excellent health. And she's at least 5 years older than I am. Now I'll be 79 in a couple of weeks, so you figure it out. And she was supposed to be dead before she was 70. She was in her early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, something like that. 34 years ago. Thank you, James. 34 years ago. Still reading those scriptures every day. Every day. Every day. That is bad news to the devil. And particularly now that you found out about it. Amen. All right, the 103rd Psalm. How many of you work for a company and you have benefits? Number of people in here have benefits. Well, you got better benefits than that. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now you have to know, you got to know this right now. Right now. Right now. He's talking to his soul. Specifically talking to his own soul. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Now, it's very important to speak to your soul and put a control over your emotions. And you do that on the promises of God. It's the emotional part of you that gets insulted. It's the emotional part that gets offended. Let me say that some things, well, let me put it like this. You know this as well as I do. When you're overweight, there are physical things going on in your body that shouldn't be happening. Well, I've been trying to lose the weight. I know it. Somebody asked me one time, said, how much weight do you lose? I said, oh, I don't know, 35, 40,000 pounds, something like that. It was actually the same dirty 5 pounds. I used to weigh 100 pounds more than this. As a reason I'm bringing this up. Now, if Satan can build a case with you where you get offended if anybody talks about fat, your emotions are out of control. Because God can't correct you long as you like that. You won't listen to anybody because they're liable to call you fat. Can I help you with that? You're fat. Now get over it, okay? Just get by that. Get from by that. Amen. it ain't gonna cause any problem between you and me. I don't care how big you get. I love you. Praise God. But you're not at your best. And we need to be at our best right now. Glory to God. Amen. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. And the war is on. Now, all of these things have effect in the soul realm. Now, if your soul is weak, and it is if you're not feeding on the Word of God and speaking to it, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. I'm taking control of my soul, and soul, you're going to do your job. You're going to do your duty. And part of your job and your duty is to be strong-willed. Oh, Brother Copeland, I thought it was wrong to be strong-willed. No, it's wrong to be strong-willed on your will. Only doing your will and forget about God. No, when you get strong in the Lord and you adopt His will as your will, glory to God. See, we're created to have strongholds. Amen. Of the right thing. It's when we build up strongholds of imagination and so forth that are crosswise of the Word of God, then that's when that stronghold needs to be pulled down. But a strong soul, strong will power. I want you to remember now, Thomas. Unless I see and feel, I will not believe. Now compare that with what Jesus said. Continue ye in my word, and you will be my disciples indeed. Now see, he put the word first. Continue ye in my word, you'll be my disciples. You will begin to conform to me, to my lifestyle, my words, my way of doing things. That's what disciple means. And you will ask what you will, and it will be done unto you. Why? Because your will has been discipled. God's will has become your will. God's will has become your stronghold. Hallelujah. Not the will of your flesh. Well, how do you get there? By talking to your soul. Talk to it. Now then, bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is in me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. Forget not. Now hang on, you're jumping the gun on me a little bit here. That's good. But do you realize he's dealing with his memory? Forget not. Don't jump the gun on me. Forget not. Say, forget not. Soul, forget not. Mind, forget not. Brain, forget not. Forget not. Memory, be healed. Forget not. Forget not. All of His benefits.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.